Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Kristen.
Should we podcast today?
Yeah, let's do it. We're here.
Okay.
We're sitting in front of podcast microphones.
With they put spit resistors on here for us because evidently last week we were real spitty.
Kristen's is about spit. Mine's about making really hard pops with my consonants.
Yeah, that's what they told her. That's exactly
But it's a spit shield.
It's a spit shield for
I wondered why it looked like a salad bar shield.
I know, it looks like a sneeze guard.
Yeah.
It's fine. Hopefully it's better for you to listen to, too. Thank you for joining our podcast. We're hashtag #IMomSoHard. You can find us or stream or download or whatever you do with podcasts. We're not on the FM radio. I think we should be.
Yeah, we start. Just start with a Google search and you're going to find most things that you need about
us. But don't search My Mom Is Hard. That's different. But I Mom So Hard, hopefully we pop up. You can follow us.
My Mom Is Hard is my personal website.
My Mom
That's
Is Hard is a different way
blog.
I make money. And here's the thing. I should be like, my mom is soft. My mom is pacey. Speaking of.
Wait, are you talking about your mom or you now?
I'm talking about
your website is. Never mind. I'll go later.
I have a really ridiculous story that I have to tell you that I have been waiting to tell you.
Please do. Please.
Okay. Jen and I both have this friend. And we're going to give him a fake name.
Okay.
Named Ryan. Let's call him Schmayan.
Okay.
No. So Ryan has been a very good friend of ours for a very, very long time. We're very good friends with his wife. Hi, Chrissy. She's a teacher.
Hi.
Big. Raise the roof. Anyway.
I just sent her pictures of our babies being babies today, too. When you and I were looking at old photos. There's a picture of Felix, same good, strong runner, like running up and down a cornhole game setup. And he's like two.
You video of that?
I do. I sent it to her. I'll show it to
you.
Oh, God.
So good. So We had Ryan and Chrissy over a couple nights ago when he was in town from New York, which I meant to tell you the other night, but I had an eyelash in my eyeball at your house. That does not matter to this story. So Ryan, for me, is he's not a new friend, but we weren't as close as I was with Chrissy. And, like, you've known Ryan a long time. But Ryan is the person in my life that I do the most embarrassing things in front of, and I can't stop. If you've been on our podcast, the first one was I was 500 weeks pregnant to deliver Finn, and it was like my body could not stop, like, queefing and tooting at the same time. And it was like a good 30-second long.
It's not pregnancy related, but
it's
go ahead.
It's not, but I blamed it on that. But I saw Ryan. We were in a really nice chat and it was like coming out of me at the same time.
Ooh.
Yeah. The whole time.
And you're like, la, la, la,
and
la,
I kept
la.
Trying to talk louder and I could tell he was like, why? What is happening? And it sounded like I was letting the air out of a balloon. It was the most horrifying thing. So I went home to Colin. I was like, it's so embarrassing. Ryan just totally heard me too. And then the next one was more on him when the house sat for us and our Ring app caught him shaving his man parts.
Well, he should not be pointing any fingers about toots because I've been around that guy and I was like, did you just grab your pants?
What? He's the nicest person in the world.
Totally.
He's never
he would
make
never
me
call
feel
out
embarrassed.
You too.
But I was embarrassed. So then he had to tell me, Chrissy had to tell me that our Ring app, our security camera may have caught him, which it did. And I did not watch the video because I had Colin watch it. And then I was laughing so hard, I was crying. Okay. Third strike. Jen and I just went and got fancy pictures taken for our next tour, which we're so excited about.
Yeah.
And I wore a shirt that you could not wear a bra with. So I, for the first time in my life, bought pasties, which look like little...
They're like nipple pedals.
They're nipple pedals. I don't know what you
like
fancy
lily
people
pads.
Call.
Like,
right.
Like you
and
have
I went with
nursing.
A double XL. It's fine. Don't worry about it. They like look like coasters.
You know what? One of them was a double XL. The other was a medium. But that's nobody's business.
One of them had to have a hoist over my shoulder just to level things out. I was like, whoa. Look, those pedals are not. They are. If that was a car, you'd have to put it on jacks to get it all leveled out. So I came home. This is how close I am with my family. I came home from the shoot and I was in my office and I have a rack of clothes in the office and I was changing and Eleanor came in to talk to me and I took off my shirt and I had the pasties off on and she goes, oh, mommy. And I go, you know, this is sometimes as a girl, these are the things you wear so you don't show your privates underneath your clothes, blah, blah, blah. She thought they were the most hilarious thing she'd ever seen, right?
You bought glitter ones with tassels, though, which was
no,
weird
this
because
was
you...
different.
Okay.
This was different. Okay. I wasn't trying to just show the tassels, Jen. That was a different picture.
I saw them fully
that was
under
my
shirt,
I'm,
though.
I am so hard video. So
she wore them on the outside,
yeah,
of,
wore
like
them outside
a,
of my
of
shirt.
A baseball jersey,
yeah,
too.
I don't know. It's exactly right. And they're like jacks for a, you know, you're changing your spare tire. So... I have the pasties on. I put them away. We've been busy. We do everything in this office. So I put them where they are right now on my desk. So cut to Ryan and Chrissy come over and Eleanor wants a printable in the middle of me cooking and cleaning and taking care of puppies and dogs and kids. And Ryan goes, I can help her. I can print it out. And I said, that would be great. So I walked in and Eleanor was like swallowing her hand. She was so nervous and she was bright red. And I said, are you okay? She goes, mommy, your nipple covers are right here. If she would have not said it, Ryan
he wouldn't
would
have
never
noticed.
In a
never.
Years,
he wouldn't have known. He wouldn't have known.
He, by the way, the men would never know. I could have had my bra, my panties, like 14 boxes of tampons. And you just don't talk about it. But my daughter was like, look at these nipple covers that you have that you were just wearing 2 days ago. So embarrassed. So, and then Ryan took it up a notch to make it more embarrassing for me because he knew I turned
so
bright red.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what are those for? And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's an apparatus. It doesn't matter. We don't need it. So that's my nipple cover story. I'm sure there's going to be more coverage later.
That's just it.
I've never seen Eleanor so embarrassed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But that's funny. And then, you know, of course, Chrissy was like, Eleanor, it's just a normal thing. I wear them too. And I was like, oh. Evidently, people are much more daring than me because this is my first time and I'm in my 40s.
Well, I told you my friend Mandy, she decided like 2 or 3 years ago she's just done with bras. She thinks they're uncomfortable. So she'll do like
bralettes.
She'll do nipple covers. Not even
that's it?
She'll do, yeah. If she's wearing like a loose, like she's like dresses very boho, like a loose flowy shirt. She just does those.
Those scared me. I had to take them off and I was worried I was going to peel off my nipple.
She gets a kind that are like disposable. There's like 20 in a box and
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think that's going to be my next step, Jen.
I got it. I like, you know, after you breastfeed, you need those like couple layers under a puffer coat to keep them under wraps because they get real angry. You get real accusatory.
I was very nervous wearing them. I was like, this feels like I'm going to regret putting these on this sensitive. But they weren't that sensitive because they have been ruined.
There are these, if anybody's still breastfeeding, they're a little bit like that shape, but they're a little bit bigger and clear and they keep your milk from coming out. They're like suction.
Yes,
on.
And they're the hospital gave them to you and they're those gel ones that are meant to help like reduce your inflammation on
they're
oh my
amazing.
God. Let me tell you
go
something. If you're
run,
going
don't walk.
If you're going to the hospital and they bring you those, you pocket those. All and of them. Say you dropped more. Them. Yep. Ask for more. Pocket those.
And you can they wash them. They are so expensive. Reuse them again. Yeah, they really. I think they're like
$25 to $30 like, a pair. For a pack.
Yeah, but you can reuse them. You can. I on the cheap probably used the same one on two kids.
I think I literally stole enough from the hospital to buy an actual pair of boobs because I was like. You know what I did? I lost those last 30 nipple covers you sent me. Can you?
Sold them black market?
Yeah.
That's how I bought my breast bump.
Hey, that's how you literally did buy your breast bump.
Shakey's parking lot. I was like, you steal this from a hospital? He's like, don't worry about it.
There are things you don't buy on Craigslist. And I felt like this was something I didn't have to say to you, but evidently you do. You don't buy breast pumps on Craigslist.
You're
but
smart,
you buy everything. Yeah. No, you buy it. I
There's,
do not advise
look, the reason that this
is not an advisory.
That this particular pump is good in hospitals is that there's no contamination or whatever. You get your own, like, set.
Yeah.
You get your own, like, tubing and all
Man,
that.
Man, they've come
thing.
A long way since then. For us, you know, there's so many more products now than we had 10 years ago.
I know, you
10
know
years ago.
I got this portable breast pump that you, so like if, like say you're at a game or something like that, you could put them in your shirt and then.
You did have that one?
I did. I ordered it. I got it from insurance. This was probably why I anger bought an illegal contraband hospital grade pump off of Craigslist. But I bought it. It says it's portable. It still requires a plug. There's no battery system to it. And I'm like, in what instance do you
Where
want
you
me to go 4 feet?
Go Dodgers!
There's no sense in that.
Yeah,
like,
where can I plug in, sir? Can I move your beer and plug in?
Anybody got a jack?
Can you imagine
it, like,
if we did have plugs at
so
stadiums?
Stupid.
Everybody would have their phones plugged in.
Oh,
it would be
for
so
sure.
annoying. That would be the like the grid would shut down.
It's pretty smart though, like how at airports they have those little like charging soaps hitting the microphone.
God bless, Jen.
Because I'm a professional podcaster, you
well,
guys.
Well, here's the thing. We weren't going to talk about nipple pads or
breastfeeding
but you know,
are.
You get us on a sexy topic.
It sort of always comes down to that. You know what? While we're talking about boobs, we've got a pretty... Wait. Yeah, we've got a pretty amazing... hot flash that we should do, but let's do a commercial and then
we can do the hot flash first.
No,
okay. Not a hot flash.
Sorry, we've got
do
a really amazing
mom box
to do while we're on the subject of boobs.
This is a great one.
So we're gonna go to an ad. Stick around. We'll talk about that, and then we're also gonna talk about the multitasking we do.
And then our hot flash is coming at the end.
Do do do.
Either figuratively or actually, but we're gonna talk about a hot guy after we talk about multitasking in a super sexy way.
Be right back.
Be right back, FM listeners.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So every now and then, well, we get quite a few messages from all y'all, and it's literally the thing. Sometimes we will be having the worst day, and we will send each other a message that somebody sent, and it will literally make our day better. And once in a while, you get a humdinger that just sends you into orbit. And this one knocked my socks off and also made me laugh really hard and made me cry at the same time. And my daughter was like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm okay. But this one was really awesome. Do you have her name?
Let's do name and just... Last initial, maybe, or something.
I don't say her name.
Yeah, or just
I won't
first
say
name,
her name.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. How about this? I'm not going to say her name, and then if she messages us and says it's okay, then we will give her credit on the next one. That's how good this message is.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, she did?
Oh, good. We are giving her many a ticket to our live show, and hopefully she can come back and see us.
Yeah, I think we should give her like one of those like party bus deals.
I think like... there would be nothing better. So here is the message she wrote us. I think this is an episode. Oh, nope. That's a text message I sent to Jen.
Oh. Let me. You guys are getting a little bit of window into my life right here.
Yep. Yep. The next one was about online shopping. Okay, nope. Here's the message. Okay, Kristen, get it together. Hi, Kristen and Jen. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your genuine humor and honesty about parenting in an age that so many just show Instagram perfection to the outside world. Long story short, but because of strong family history of breast cancer, it killed my mom and my grandfather, and a gene mutation, I have had a preventative mastectomy and breast reconstruction. I named my implants after you ladies because you kept me laughing during my recovery. My plastic surgeon did an amazing job, so I hope you are flattered. Love you both. Never change.
I'm so flattered.
The first joke I could think of was like, we've been called boobs before, but now we're actual
literally
boobs.
Are boobs.
We are a woman's new boobs. And I don't think there's any trophy that could ever beat that.
It is so amazing. It honestly is like maybe my favorite thing that we've ever, like, message we've ever gotten.
It might be the literal best message, because to think of this. You know, women that get preventative mastectomies in general, we can just all agree is the literal worst thing.
Yeah.
And also beating cancer is no fun picnic. Diagnosed with cancer, being knowing that you have the
BRCA.
It's something like that gene that determines whether you're going to get it.
Yeah.
And then to choose to do it before you get cancer is literally the most heroic, brave thing
baller.
You can do. You have to do it, though.
It's
you
so
have
boober.
To do it. You're like, yeah, you're like, I'm going to take away these things. And, you know, boobs are important. And so to be like, it doesn't matter. It's just fatty tissue. That's bullshit. Like, they are the thing that they may not be good looking. They may fall to the floor, but they're yours and you're grateful for them.
Yeah. So it's a very brave thing to do. And it means like you got your shit together. Your head in the right place.
Ever before.
Jen's on your right side because you're a righty, because that means I'll be perky forever.
You'll be perker. You know what, though? I'm going to, if I'm on her left side and she's a right handy, then what's going to happen is I'm going to sit into it.
You'll have a nice drop.
Okay. That will be the one you want to have in photos because you will be like, that is the one that's like, it's like she's sitting on a lounge chair.
A French model. Kind of.
French model. It's like a little fatty on the side, a little, you know, lean on the top, that kind of like me. So.
Well, we're sorry that you had to go through that, but we are honored as hell.
We will publish your name when ask
you
if you're okay with it, because we think what you did is really awesome.
Yes.
Cheers to you, lady.
Okay, so now I've been telling Kristen I want to talk about multitasking.
But Jesus, she went in so fast. I literally was like...
Oh, sorry.
God bless. Oh, what? Here. Yeah, we're going right in.
Let me chit-chat with you.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We're going to... All business.
Well, this is... Okay. Sorry.
No,
let's go back.
You went.
Hold on, everybody.
It's actually called goal shifting, but I'll talk about that in a minute.
What?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I am horrified and also really proud of myself right now, because the kids went back to school, like social distanced remote learning. I know we're the last people on earth to do it, and I need to hear about that. But the kids went back to school. 5-year-old, 8-year-old, kindergartner, second grader. And my husband was out of town for this transition, which I want to tell you was so hard. Because basically what happened is we went from having to be online, but like remote learning for us meant you have to have a shirt on. Doesn't matter if it's clean. You don't even need pants. You don't have to brush your teeth. Like you set the camera right, your hair's out of it. You don't even, like, you had to just be sitting upright by 9 a.m.
Yep. But
for
now,
like a year. But now we're back to like the real.
You're up at 6. You're getting everybody fed. You're getting everybody dressed. Nobody wants to do it.
And you have to, our kids in our schools, they're not allowed to like mingle. So they're they're not up getting water. They have these shifts to go to the bathroom. They can't get up and just sharpen their pencil. So you have to make sure they have literally everything they need, including extra masks, fresh water, snacks.
I know, it's like ready you're sending them off and to adventure camp.
I don't know if you've met a 5 or an 8 year old, but you know how much they help you?
None.
They're hurt it. You put stuff in and they're literally taking stuff out like a clown car.
It's can I take my puppy, my stuffed puppy and this glitter hat?
Absolutely. They're putting the dumbest stuff in there.
They're taking the stuff out and putting in a wooden spoon because they're like, well, what if I want to play chef later?
I'm packing.
I'm going on to the mountains. You're like, nope, you're not. You're literally going to a school.
There's not room for my school laptop.
Yeah. They're all taking everything.
Take that out and I'm going to put in a pair of unicorn slippers.
Yeah. Because, well, you know, that's actually really cute and very comfortable.
Yeah, but it's not what you're supposed to do for school. So after this like post-apocalyptic pandemic where I'm supposed to get myself into gear and get them to school with their own like security clearance, like a QR code printed every single day with this checklist saying that they don't have a fever, they're not nauseous, every single morning by 7:50.
I know. And can I also just interject here? Colin, my husband, has never laughed so hard when Jen told us, because the school can offer COVID tests. That's how California's running. They're doing COVID tests, and now they're doing them at the school, which if you have your kid do them at the school, you don't have to drive an hour and a half to a school to have it done and wait in line. And Delilah was at school, and someone asked her if she wanted her test, and she declined.
She said, no, now's not a good time for me. This is my kindergartner. So what do I have to do?
You have to drive to the school.
Find a testing center that's approved by the school.
She literally could have just had it done right there in 30 seconds, be done, and then you would have, then you had to like do it all on your own.
So I gave a real serious conversation to Kristen's kids. They ask you, you say, yes, I want the test. I want,
want the test.
So I don't have to go through this. So, and by the way, neither one of my kids mind it. I know there's kids that don't
mine
like
don't
having
either.
It done.
It's not that big of a deal.
And especially now, they don't go up into your cranium
they
and
don't
do
have
it.
To.
It's just the bottom part of your
it
nose.
It makes you feel like you got to sneeze. Eleanor told me yesterday that there was a kindergartner who liked the way it felt so much that he kept putting the stick up his nose and just swirling it around. And Mr. Martinez, the principal, had to like literally ask him to stop swirling the stick in his nose because he needed to go back to class. That's what we're dealing with, guys. Kindergarten, what's up?
I mean, I assume it would have like it's like a little toilet brush. You're going to get blood eventually if you like do that enough.
I can see the appeal. I go real crazy on my ears, you guys. And it feels good. It's weird. It feels good. I'm like, every time I grab a Q-tip, there's a little part of me that's like, this is going to feel delightful.
So here's my thing. I'm doing this. I did this. All by myself.
All by yourself.
All by myself. And we're talking like, I'm not having wine at night, and I'm getting up 3 hours earlier. Whoa. I mean.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Is my kid making too much noise?
No, I don't think. It's like a
cereal. I don't know if that's my
clink.
Kid or my. It's my. It's once. Of course, if you're podcasting, somebody's going to be like, I should eat something with.
Time to fix the weed
lots
whacker.
Of almonds. Yeah. And. Any is there jawbreakers around? Can I eat them at the door?
I've got bell choir practice.
Yes. Mom, I haven't wanted to practice piano all week, but I do right now.
Who was it that told us they played the Glockenspiel? Who was that?
Who was that? But the Glockenspiel is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's the bells.
The band? Oh, gosh.
In band.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did a Zoom and... Somebody. We were talking about what band nerds we were, and she goes, I'm going to go ahead and see your clarinet, and I'm going to up you with the Glockenspiel.
It's just a funny name. It's not as bad of an instrument. We can all agree clarinet's the worst. Clarinet's the uncoolest. There's no bragging. Only if you were in a cool blues band or a jazz band that is the clarinet embraced. But it's a wonderful sounding instrument, but not a it's just not going
to
make you cool.
When you think that the band was to accompany like a marching army, you know, to like sound the alarm that they were coming or whatever it is that they did.
Which was so dumb. We're going to be the first ones to go.
Absolutely. Those
they're
clarinets
gonna fire
are
through the clarinets
stitching
just because they're thinking,
ducks.
I'm going to end this for you. This put you out of your misery.
This guy in a turtleneck on the I'm sorry, this 14-year-old girl on the turtleneck.
Wearing a dickie.
Yeah, is.
And a blazer. And she thinks she looks good.
Yeah.
Carrying a giant saxophone. I know. That's how, what were we talking about that was so sexy? Multitasking.
I was proud of myself for getting it done. We've only been almost late one day, which
we've been
I
late.
Feel like is a
and there's
pretty,
two of us.
Well, it's really hard. And I have to say, were it my husband and I were out of town, he couldn't do it.
And you want to know what would have happened? 15 different moms would go help him.
Totally!
It's 100%. Remember we were at a show and that we met a mom who was military and her husband mm-hmm. was military. And she said they're both officers. And so they each had to do, what do you call that, a tour in Afghanistan. And when she went, they were like, she's got it under control. She's got the kid. Or when she was stayed here and he left,
yeah.
she had the kids. She everybody assumed she had it under control. She has three kids. When she had to go to Afghanistan and he was here, she said everybody brought like lasagnas, made sure the kids had showers, made sure the kids had clean yeah. clothes, made sure the like everybody just assumed that dad is gonna like unravel.
They think the husbands are yeah incapable. And truth is, in some ways, when it comes to multitasking, they kind of are. And I think it's genetic, so they can like, you know, when they were cave people, could sit behind a tree and like focus on killing an antelope for a couple days or whatever. Just the exact same way that my husband can focus on ESPN yeah. and the house burns down around
yeah.
him. Like,
it'll be like, hey, did you guys see that thing about Colgate football? When did this go down in a fiery inferno?
If there's a
Jen, you need help?
Yeah. Yeah. No idea. Like, how'd that happen?
I have mixed feelings about multitasking, and I didn't know this until I started to think about it, but I think there's this, like, we as women and moms sort of feel like there's this bragging point about multitasking, like it's an expectation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, mom can have food cooking, laundry going, she can run the vacuum, she can clean the whatever, and they're like 16 balls in the air. But the thing that sucks is like one of those balls drops, everything goes with it, and then you feel like you failed. But at no point are you should anyone be required to do that much yeah. work.
I do think it's part of our engineering that you have to be able to look after and protect
True.
Multiple young like at one time.
Yes.
Like that's a part of it.
It's funny you say that, Jen, because I did a little research on the
research.
I did a little research on the interwebs.
Okay.
And I went to the
Do tell.
American Psychology Association.org. And here's what I'm going to say, and none of it's going to be accurate, but you can check my work.
Yeah. Well,
basically, the article.
No point is anything in this
webcast
meant to be.
Right.
Are we in a podcast?
We're on a podcast.
None
We're on the FM
factual.
Radio. Ding,
okay.
ding, ding, ding. but basically what they said was several psychologists have done research about multitasking, and we as humans, we kind of can't multitask. You can't do high-functioning tasks two at a time. But what you can do is those things that are instinctive, which is like mothers watching many children, because that is something that we did innately as humans
yeah.
to make sure everybody survived. But a mother is that's not supposed to be translated into, hey, do you know, work on an Excel spreadsheet, stop that, go do work on this, or try to do them simultaneously. You can't do it.
Yeah.
It's actually proven that you're less productive when you're multitasking. But I think because we're moms and we're busy and we have a lot of things going on, we're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just email this. I'm going to find a birthday present while I'm emailing on a Zoom. And then you're like soft focusing on the right, and everybody on the Zoom can see you. Like,
yeah,
multitasking is sort of like a falsehood.
I don't think you have
so.
A choice, though. I really
I
don't.
I agree.
Because, like, if my kids need help with, have you ever helped a kid with homework?
Yes.
When, no. Great. You're wonderful.
Let me
really
switch
great.
That. Has a kid ever helped me figure out their homework? Yes.
Yeah,
hasn't a kid ever had to explain to me what their homework was and then quit because they wanted to deal with daddy? 100%
yeah.
more
I do this quote unquote bit where I'm like, oh, I don't get how to do it. Teach me, but I really don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
they're,
and they're like, Mom, I know what you're doing.
Reason me through it.
Fine.
But unless I have to like read instructions like word for word or like read whatever their like reading assignment is to like help them
yeah.
with a question they have a problem with, I always have like a Brillo pad. I've got like
yeah.
a magic eraser, or I'm sweeping while they're telling it to me, because I feel like, and I know that's bad parenting.
No, it's not. And this article supports that. They're saying like, if you're doing sort of like low functioning tasks, you can kind of do them. But what you're really doing is you're task shifting. You're not multitasking. You're telling your brain, I'm going to do this Brillo pad, and then I'm going to, and I might keep doing it, but I'm not really focused on that. Now my brain's going to go over to this thing. So this thing isn't doing it. The Brillo pad isn't being managed as well. So you're not really doing anything great, but you're sustaining. And that's what we as moms have to do. There has to be like, somebody has to start the laundry. I can't sit there and have a laundry, load of laundry start, not do anything else, and then start the dryer and stare at it. Like, there's
unless
no
unless you're a gazillionaire, nobody gets to do that. Like,
and who's doing laundry? If I'm a gazillionaire, I'm paying to have that done. What are you talking about? Sit out by my pool. There's yeah, other things.
I could do
there are other
one thing.
Yeah. that I would rather do.
Well, that is a compliment I was going to give to my husband about his, like, singular focus. You know, like, man, don't talk to that guy if he's making, like, a corned beef sandwich.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. That's my husband, too. And he'll say.
He doesn't know his kids' names, like, while he's making a sandwich.
You know, I can't do more than one thing at a time. Don't. I can only do one thing at a time. And I'm like, well, what a luxury you have, sir. Like, you know what? I can only do one thing at a time, and I'm doing six, and they're all C minuses, but they're getting done.
I say the benefit of that is, like, if my husband and I are in some sort of a sexual situation, he does have an ability to focus, and, like, 2 minutes in, I'm like, ooh, Housewives is on tonight. It's yeah. Wednesday. It's just, yeah. like, yeah. I, you know, I...
We can get ourselves
out of stuff.
Out of focus yeah. as fast as we can put ourselves in focus.
But just, did you guys notice how Kristen was like, hey, do you hear my kids? I don't. I don't hear them. Like, she is having two conversations. One is like,
do I need to get up and go tell my son?
Yeah, what they're doing. She's figuring out in the back of her mind, like, what it is that they're doing in there and whether or not they're supposed to do it. Does she need to go have a right. conversation? But she's also fully listening to me better than I am.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, multitasking. I have to tell myself, Kristen, you have this one job to do right now, and it's listen to Jen and do this podcast. As soon as I let my mind wander, I've already lily pad, like, 14 steps, and I'm like, wait, was I supposed to take Eleanor to soccer right now? Wait, what am I? And here's my worst thing that I do. This happens to me literally all the time. I'm in the Starbucks drive-thru. Why can't I just be in the Starbucks drive-thru and listen to a little music? Why do I have to feel the need to get work done every step of the way?
What, are you going
to
not check your email
right.
while you've got a minute and a half?
Am I a doctor? Is there going to be an email that comes through that you don't call me? Are you going to email me like, it's all burning down? You're not going to call me on my phone. I'm going to be like, there's the email that starts it all in motion, you guys.
Oh, it went to your junk mail.
Yeah, it went to my junk mail.
Sorry, I'm following up 6 days later.
Yeah,
that kidney's ready that you were waiting on.
Yep, I'm about to go perform surgery all of a sudden on as a comedian.
But that's what it feels like.
I know, but so I'm in my car and I'm driving through and I order the coffee and then I always either get a call or make a call. And then I'm on my Bluetooth and I can't figure out how to mute it. And it's always a doctor or it's always someone embarrassing. It's like, you know, I'm sorry, ma'am, you're overdrawn. And I'm like, hey,
try this card.
I just have to get my latte and then I can get back to this conversation. I just got a pap. It's irregular. It's awful. But it is always like that. And I think to myself, it's not nice for me to do that to the person working at Starbucks. And it's not nice for me to try to multitask when you're in front of me. With my husband, I'm less concerned.
Well, yeah. But I do think that's a really funny thing. Kristen and I will be like doing something and she's like, oh, you know, we got to find out about blah, blah. Let's call them now. And I'm like, hold on. I need a day's notice and to be sitting in the right chair with fresh water next to me while I have a conversation that's important. Like, I can't... Your brain like leaps ahead. It's great. I think we balance each other.
I think we balance each other out.
Because Chris will be like, I was at Kohl's the other day. Hold on, let me check this text. And that's how he died. And I'm like, wait, what? What? You can't. You gotta go slow for me because I don't read nuance very well. I don't.
I'm like, Jen, you know what I'm gonna say
in
the next 30 steps? And then he died. And you're like, no, I don't know. Those are details I can't predict.
And also, who were we talking about? I know I was listening, but then you answered that text, and I was worried about that. I'm just thinking about that text now. Who was it? Do you like them better than me?
That's right. But we're teaching ourselves that, like, all of these gadgets and gizmos can make us multitasking. I think it's something we have to, like, work against as moms. I really do. I went to Eleanor's soccer practice, and she makes me laugh mostly because
she has
a little bit of an attitude on the whole field. And
I don't know where.
I don't know where that comes from. But she'll look at me and sort of roll her eyes like, ugh. But it makes me laugh. And I'm like, I'm not going to work right now. I'm going to, and it is hard. I'll have like 7 minutes and I'll be looking at my phone because it's now my watch, which is the other thing. So now I have an Apple Watch that also tells me text messages.
Oh,
I've never felt so self-important.
Let me just get some Google glasses so I can at all times see what is coming into my my coupon mail.
Exactly. What is about me that's so important? What secrets am I holding?
Well, you know what? Okay, so I got to talk about
she just
our
got so
psychic,
breathy.
Psychic oh, ability God. For a second.
Your psychic ability or the one that you made me go to? Okay.
Wait. I do make her go to psychics, but
it's never good, you guys.
There's a lot of evidence to support this, that a lot of your like psychic ability, your gut, as it were,
yeah,
that is it's in your DNA, like it's in your core. And so what happens when we are exposed to like too much media, too much stimuli, is your brain like falsely remembers information. Like,
ooh, interesting.
If you had a thing happen 8 years ago and I remind you of it just now, you're going to remember it from now on how I told it to you, even if it's different than how you experienced it yourself. And so from watching the news and stuff like that, you remember a different
you're
narrative.
You're memorizing that moment in that news clip, not the actual
not
event
the actual,
as you remember
as
it.
As you remember it, yeah. So they found like people who are like truly like psychic and connected to their gut that have very good like intuition and stuff like that aren't multitasking. They're
also not on their phones.
They're not on their
phones. Biggest multitasking, like,
waste.
Yes.
Yeah. Although it does help you, like, because you have your phone in your pocket and you won't miss a super important phone call, or you can send an email you need to, you can be at a baseball game. So there are benefits.
Of course.
It's just when we're looking at them all the time that it's, like, bad.
I think about, you know, the fact that you and I, when we were growing up, we didn't have them.
No.
Like, we're kind of... Even though we are only 32, whatever.
Yeah, no, it's
it was not,
the
it was
technology
because our
parents, was
there.
Was our, we're poor.
The yeah, the, we were poor. But I think about that like my kids now want everything recorded, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, but Finn, yes. Your memory of this is better than the recording of it.
Yeah.
And I do that too because there's this need because like right now like I'm really missing them as babies, so I go back and look at the video, but I'm not remembering the memory. I'm remembering the video. And so I have all this ample memory of them because I wasn't a big phone person. And now I'm mad at myself about it. It's this weird push-pull. Because when I played with them, I was just in it. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in a sandbox. I'm built, like, and now we're always recording these moments as opposed to living in these moments. And I just think I think you're right. We now get to go to the events our kids are having because we can kind of work maybe in the car a little bit, blah, blah, blah. But I still think it's really important for us to go, you know what? As a mom right now, I've done enough. I don't need to multitask right now.
That is...
It can wait.
I do have that conversation with my husband where... he feels better when I make the reminder and not a rude way. I'm like, you're going to feel better
about... Wait, is that an option? I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean.
There are times a day where if I know, like, I don't have anything that has to be going on, where I'll put my phone and then I can't find it in forever, but it's where I'm entirely focused on the kids, where I'm, like, watching them trampoline, because by impulse, if that phone is by me, I will pick it up and look at something.
Totally,
and
it takes you away from them.
I just looked at my email. What am I doing? Like,
yeah.
So I leave it somewhere that I, like, can't get to it and can spend time with them. And so I'll say to him when they're doing something fun, I'm like, hey, put your phone away, because he literally can't do both.
That's my husband. And he gets so mad. He's like, when you see it, I'm working on our schedule. I'm like, oh, just please let me see your text chain with Britt about the top picks for this year's NFL starting lineup, which I accidentally got on a text chain with them when I was like texting. I think Britt had just left town. We were like, hey, have a good time. We'll take care, Jen. We'll send you guys pictures of the kids at the pool, blah, blah, blah. I got on a text chain. These two, it was like all about these different football players. And I was like,
please.
I regret. How do I get out
Remove
of this?
Remove me from this thread.
Start your own thread, please.
So my husband, gosh, I must miss him. Okay.
yeah.
He got inadvertently on our friend Ruben and Bridget's family text chain. And were you on this chain too?
I'm on a different one with a different family member, but...
They thought it was their mother-in-law that they were texting, but they were texting my husband. And at no point will he let a bit go. So he acted like, what, Marge? What's her name?
Yep.
For months and was talking. He was telling them that he was making a mixtape for them all and was getting, like, specific songs that they wanted and was, like, suggesting songs that
That's
they might.
That's not nice because everybody wants a good mixtape. That's just nostalgic. That's
right. I hope he went and made him a mixtape.
He better. And he better send an actual mixtape, because you know they're old enough to have a tape player and they'll be like,
you know,
this is the greatest
thing
ever.
Marge or whatever her name is, because she never delivered the mixtape. But I was like, he told me about it very proud and laughing one day. And I was like, how long have you been on this text? And he's like, weeks.
Oh, I'm on one that I've been on for years. I'm also, I should show you guys my phone. I'm on a text chain with some guy in New York who thinks I'm selling something. And he's like, hey, is this Ed? And it's a really funny last name. It's like Tiddlywinks or something. Ooh. It's like, is this Ed? You still got the unit for sale? And I so nicely four times was like, you have the wrong number. Because they keep texting.
Yeah.
So then finally I go, he was like, I was like, hey, is this Ed? Yeah, it's still for sale. $2 million. So now whenever they text me, I just send back the most ridiculous thing. I'm like, you know, we're holding off on putting it on the market because it's been taken over by aliens. But since when it hits Ed, I'll let you know. And he never, I don't know if I'm on some spam thing, but it's my favorite thing. And I think that is a good example of how, you know, this is my thing. I think when I get fired up and I'm not focused, I make mistakes.
Oh.
And I send text messages to the wrong people, or I... like
too
send
much
text
multitasking
to the wrong people, or I send text messages to the wrong people. I just, if I get too wrapped up in multitasking and trying to be good at it, I sort of fail at all of it. So, and Colin's been very helpful in that because he doesn't multitask ever, but he does get, he's so like an Irishman. He's task oriented. He's like, start this one, finish this one, go to the next one, finish that one. I'm like, this is literally why I take medication. I cannot physically do this.
Well, I think it's hard for everybody. If I try and get my husband to do this, my kids to do this, because I don't have that many good habits. Largely, most of them are like bad for your life, but I do.
Oh, you've got one that's...
I bite my thumbs. Like,
oh my God, that is really gross, you guys. And yeah, it's something I've been trying to...
pick my toenails. I literally got my nails done.
We all pick our toenails. That's totally normal.
Okay. I feel like we're animals, you know? It's like I'm not eating bugs out of my kids' hair. It really does. You get a good one.
Eleanor had this little tiny pimple on her ear, and I couldn't stop myself. In fact, I think it was one of those things. Milia. And whatever. And I was like, I can't stop.
I'm like, you're getting it out.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I just am like... scurrying through her hair, and she's like, Mom, like, this is the beginning.
I
my
know.
Child.
I know. What was I talking about?
I'm sorry, multitasking.
I make lists.
Oh,
I
yes.
Make
that's
lists.
A very, that's a sign of a successful person.
It is.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school and I would have a busy day where I'd be like, okay, I've got, you know, DECA meeting in the morning and they have this, and then I gotta, you know, like, get this homework. Like, I would plan out my day, and then the least important stuff I would put at the end of the day, and then the next day, like, if they didn't get done, I'd move them to the list because I love to cross stuff off.
It feels
and, like,
good.
Feel done with it.
I'd like to tell you that I have watched hours of people doing that really intense scheduling where they use fancy pens and canoodles and doodles on like a notebook and then cross everything off. I have watched that and then I have never done it.
Yeah.
I've literally stopped myself from doing things to be productive, to watch somebody be productive.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating.
It's fascinating to me. I'm also judging them going, who has time to make so many squares?
People who schedule appropriately.
And people, we all have our wins.
Yeah.
My thing is, if I don't make my bed in the morning, I feel like the whole day is going to be me chasing my butt.
I do. Yeah, my husband likes the bed made,
I like
made
the
too.
Bed made.
Yeah.
It's a sign of, like, this day is starting. Let's put one foot in front of the other, but... I do notice when I go exercise that I'm more productive in my day because it slows me down. Like, I'm literally like, you can't move any faster than you're moving, so just do one thing at a time. Like, your legs hurt, just load the dishwasher. Instead of being like, I'll put 15 forks in the dishwasher, forget about the rest, I'll go start the laundry. That'll be wet in the dryer for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never like, I'm not a good multitasker. I'm the first to admit. I am a low-level multitasker.
I think you're pretty good at it. I'm not.
Look at this office. Do you see that? That's crooked. And that, we can agree, this is a real hellhole right now. My pasties are next to me.
Yeah, but like every time there's weird things that aren't
also,
office.
Also, it's your giant pink hat is also on the desk.
That's
so.
Just awesome. It's a huge pink fedora. Don't worry about it. But we'll be on the phone talking about like work or something that we have to do. And I can hear Kristen. She's doing something. Like there's a scrubbing happening. There's a dishes being put away. So, like, and she's fully involved in the conversation. And I'm in a room with the lights off, the blinds drawn. I'm not wearing constrictive clothing because I need to.
You have to tell me when I'm doing that. That's so annoying.
It's not annoying.
It is, because it's annoying when other people do it. When I'm on the phone and I hear like click, 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 I'm like, stop cleaning your dishes.
You what, when it's on speakerphone and somebody does it, when somebody's on speakerphone and they're doing stuff, I'm like, I don't want to listen to this in my own house.
It's like when I call my mother and I'm like, hey, mom. And it's like she's playing spoons. And I'm like, hey, am I on speaker? Yeah, why? Well, because I could hear like a 42-person band coming through your living room. Do you think you can take me off speaker? What do you got going on?
Some people have the habit of it. I think everybody has to do it sometimes. Like, there's just
you're 100% right. In the world we live in, the way we live, everything's real high speed. But as we were talking about it today, it made me take pause to go, hey, man, maybe we need to take a few things off our plate so we don't have to multitask. Isn't that the goal? Instead of being like, I'm so good at multitasking, I don't think that should be the goal. Because, by the way, I was thinking about the fact that we used to work in restaurants where that is all you do.
Yeah.
But you have a runner.
You
have a sous chef. It's not like I'm doing the plates and take it. This is a one-man operation when I'm multitasking.
I don't think you're wrong, because I have this. I think Chrissy said it. Like, maybe you said it. Chrissy, who Kristen showed her nipple covers to her husband.
That sounded way cooler than it actually was, because my daughter showed my nipple covers to my friend.
They're actually on a paint set right now, so it's not. No, the measuring tape and a paint set.
I'm putting it under my mouth.
Alphabet stencils is where she keeps her pasties.
You know what? I need no judgment.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying.
Okay, so Chrissy said something that supports what I said.
Or you said, and I apologize, I've just been so busy, I don't remember who said it, but they said, right now you just need to get by. And that has been in my
survival
head so much that I was thinking to myself, I have never let myself do that. There has never been a time in my life where I've been like, no, you still don't have to achieve. You still don't have to like keep level as everybody else is.
You just have to get by.
I've never, and so I'm trying to tell myself, like, right now, like, now's a good time to do that. Like, I can prioritize my kids, like, going back to school and getting their brains in a healthier spot because they've been home for a year.
Yep.
And, like, prioritize maybe getting my brain in a healthier spot, too.
Yep.
Like, I don't have to win awards right now.
No. And I think we did that podcast today with, what's her name, Heather Thompson?
Yes. She's so awesome.
And she was so nice. I don't watch Housewives, so I don't know. Jen was very excited.
I was, too.
I don't know any of those ladies, but I really enjoyed her today because I thought she was sort of leveling up with, like, that we have to live in, like, a life of more love. And I thought it was really interesting when she was like, this pandemic, we've all been a little humbled. And I'm like, that I always like who I am when I'm a little humbled. Because I think you're always humble, but I think I'm not. Like, I definitely think I get, like, fired up and I'm like, Maybe the opposite of humble is arrogant, but I don't think that's who I am. I think I try to put up a tough front. Like,
that's what I would say.
I'm tough. Tough is the way we should be living our lives. Ooh, nothing's going to get me down. And when we're humbled, you're like, my house is a wreck and I'm a little bit of a wreck, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then everybody else feels like it's okay for them to be themselves. Like,
yeah.
I think I try to hero for people sometimes when I'm really in pain or feeling bad. And it was a good reminder that humility is better for all of us. And it also makes us take a step back and be nicer to ourselves.
I think that's what I was going to say. Like, I think I need to be okay with, like, maybe dropping some balls, like letting people down. But, you know, that's a hard feeling. Like, I'd feel bad.
Who are you letting down, and what balls are you dropping that are so important that you care right now? Like, seriously, your kids come first. You're doing great with I'm so hard. I'm here to say.
Like, well, I would feel terrible if I forgot something or, like, didn't do something. I would.
I think we've all been there when what did I literally forget? Like, I forgot an entire Zoom and then got on late and was wearing my kids' headphones. I don't know. I've forgotten massive.
I know. I would never, like, hold anybody.
You would never be mad at me. You'd be like,
a weird mental habit. But, you know, I was thinking today, too, when we were talking to her, that along like how we're made to multitask so that we can take care of all these little kids, I do think it's built into our survival. Like if like a dog has a broken leg, they try to act like they don't because Yeah, they don't want, you know, the predator to sniff out weakness, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be in our brains a little bit that, like, you are multitasking and we all are, like, striving so hard because we don't want to be the husband watching ESPN while the house
burns
down.
We also don't want to be a bother. I don't want to bother anybody. Everybody's got their own thing going on. But, you know, you're in the going from two parents to being a single parent is super hard. I don't know how single parents ever do it.
I don't know how you
co-parent. I don't know how you single parent. Like,
co-parenting even sounds like a bigger headache than just being a single parent.
I would
agree
because you're clearly doing it with someone you don't like.
Because you know you're going to manage your schedule and his. There's no way that
you're like, I said the rendezvous point was at 4 p.m. and you're at 4:10 and now you're screwing up my entire day.
And you're still going to like text him every day that it's dance practice. You know, it's like you're really running two separate households if that's the case.
I know. And I think that's really hard. I think people that, you know, so multitasking becomes a necessity.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a control thing because I feel like everything in the world's so wonky that I have to control more, but I'm tired. So I don't want to do it.
Right.
I want to do less.
I'm gonna give myself permission to let some stuff go.
Let some stuff go, Jenny. And while we're at it, let's go to a
Hot flash.
Because we're going to talk about our hot flash after this commercial break on the FM radio. Just jump right into this hot flash that is going to surprise you. It's not going to surprise you. Pete Davidson. I'm sorry. I totally get that there is a divide as to whether Pete Davidson is super hot. I think he's super hot.
I think I don't like watch him on TV and think he's super hot, but were I in a bar with him, I'd be like, look at that filthy man.
Totally. He'd walk in and he'd be like, that's a filthy guy that needs me.
Yeah. That looks like that's a guy who's into doing some weird whatever you want.
But here's the thing.
I just say that? Yeah, sorry, husband.
Weird.
You do weird whatever
you
want.
But that doesn't have to be sexual. You know he'd be like,
no,
I'm down
to
help. Oh, okay. Because I'm like, you know he'd help you garden. And then he'd help you garden. But I think like the fact that he wears clothes that looks like he went to a thrift store and he was like, any size will do. He's like, oh, this is a toddler's four. I'll wear it.
Yeah.
And then he went and did this thing with one of the Queer Eye for the Straight Guys, Tan. He did this, he did this thing where he went shopping because he's got a new girlfriend. New girlfriend is Daphne from Bridgerton.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
And I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
He is all smitten, let me tell you. And he's kind of filthy and he knows it about himself. So Tan took him shopping and he was so funny and so sweet. And I was like, this is why we are crazy about this guy.
Yeah.
Because there's something about him. He's got this little magic nugget where he's smart ass. Yeah. So hot. Always up your smart. If you're funny, you're
funny.
Hot
That's
factor.
What I was going to say. Like, number one, funny. You don't even need much more on the table
you
than
kinda
that.
You kind of don't.
Yeah.
You can get away. Like, I sort of feel like a guy that's funny is going to get laid.
Hands down. Especially. You
know? And my hands might be down.
Pants down.
Pants down.
Who knows?
Pants down, pants down.
And especially that. Like, he doesn't even really need to be that confident, but Pete's got this really great thing where he like doesn't seem to care.
He doesn't seem to care, but sometimes you get little inklings where he cares. Like
you
put on this
movie,
jacket.
Right?
Yes, he put on this jacket, and he was like, you could tell he was like, he goes, I look like a guy that's gonna get like business done. Like he liked himself in the reflection, and I'm like, you're so vulnerable.
I know.
Oh my God.
He's still so young. He's still like
he's
a kid, really.
So young. I'm probably sounding creepy that I think he's attractive.
No, he's not that young. He's like 26 or 27.
Yeah,
I don't
like
even think.
He's perfectly fine for us to, like, we would just be in a bar and we would be like, that guy owns this joint. He's
like,
filthy and funny. And it makes me feel things.
I'm going to say a weird thing that maybe a few Midwestern men will get, which is I don't even feel like that buck has grown his antlers yet. You know, like he. Men don't till they're like 27. Like he's,
oh my God, I think they don't till they're like 38.
Maybe, yeah.
There you go. Pete Davidson is our hot
Yeah, he's
flash.
A good one. And we wish him well. Like, not from a CD Gross standpoint, although we understand if
Can
you're.
Can we just sparkle that on?
Well, if you're a young 20-something lady. I give
maybe
you the go-ahead.
Maybe in our 20s, we would have been like, I don't think now. Well, that's just the, mother everyone
no,
now.
That is 100% the perspective that I'm speaking from right now. Like, if I were, oh, I can't even speak this into the universe, but like, that's the last dude I would want to date at my age right now.
Are you kidding? We wouldn't, first of all, he's going out after 9. So we're already, the meetup is never going to happen. No. And the second we go somewhere, we feel compelled to tell everybody how to live their lives. So we're the least attractive in the joint, not just because not because of our looks, because I think we can hold our own. It's more of the conversation we're having. They're like, oh, I don't need any more financial advice from her.
I'm out of parties too. I barf at a planetarium. I'm not doing that. I don't care what kind of music's playing. I don't want
to
do that.
I know. I want to go to Chili's. I want to get a nice something I can predict that I know how it's going to turn out. And that's my age group. And we're all happy to be there.
And that is why my husband and I are perfect for each other, is we go to Chili's and he watches a game that's on at the bar.
Salty chips.
He tones ignores everybody else, and I online shop.
Are you kidding me?
What?
That is the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
Right.
And the saddest thing.
That's our hot
flash, you guys. Hopefully some of you still have a pulse in your nethers at some point.
I know.
Go watch Bridgerton. Get it back on. And then think of Pete Davidson because you know what? Maybe he should replace reggae.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, I'm still mad at him.
I don't know.
I know he can't.
He needed a ton of body makeup because he's got like
he'd
real
ride
weird
it on
tattoos.
A horse and he'd be like, fuck you, I'm from Staten Island.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like it by
It really
by the way,
does. I feel like he does have like Staten Island tattooed. He's got like one of those stick figure things that it'd take me out of it. It would take me out of it.
I know, because he would. You can't change him. I don't want to change his spots.
Who's that guy? Why do you have Grimace from McDonald's tattooed on your back, man? I know it means something, but it's a real turnoff for this lady at my age.
That's the thing that makes me mad. You know what? Let's do another podcast later about tattoos, because I could talk all day about tattoos.
No, people will hate me.
People will hate me. We are the only two people I know that don't have one.
I know.
Casey, do you have one? There are three women in one room that don't have a tattoo. If my husband walked in, he would ruin our numbers because he has two tattoos. Both are his fraternity things.
So he was branded with those.
I
want to
barf. I can't. I literally am like, my kids will be like, what's that, daddy? And I say, a mistake. So we're going to leave you with that.
All right.
Happy day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.